Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to start the day out with a live show today, and I want to thank everybody who's called in looking at yesterday's show and following. I want to thank everybody. We had Karen Kelsey on from Turbo Talk. I want to thank everybody who's doing it. I apologize if you have a little bit of problems here. We're going to be working with the studio. We've got it already set up here. We have a really good show today, guaranteed. You're going to enjoy yourself. Sit back, do a little relaxing. I want to thank you, 520. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want to, you know, I appreciate you calling Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing, 520?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, I apologize. It's a little bit. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Great. Go ahead and give me your first name.
Lisa.
Lisa, go ahead and ask me your psychic question, and we'll give you that mini question, and then we're going to go right into the psychic classes. Thank you for letting me know you can hear me all right. We're doing a lot of change on Psychics Gone Wild, so it's a little bit hectic, okay?
Oh, no, thank you very much for taking my question. I work with someone named Alan, and for a while now I've been feeling like, there's like a barrier. I feel like there's some phrases that he throws at me that he'll say to me, and I'm really feeling it's just hard. It's hard to deal with. On the project that we work on together, there's someone else that works with us, and I feel like he is trying to influence them in a different direction away from me. And
no,
I just...
I can feel it, yes, Lisa, and I am sensing there. I'm going to thank you as we're going through here. Everyone, who there is a site on the website. If you want to go into the chat room, you can see to get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com, or you can see me at my website. It'll be on there, www.jethro.net/. Lisa, I do feel with Alan and you there is some things going, and I thank you for calling in and asking the question. I feel like you and him have been going through this for a while. Have you been also having some other energies there at work where you feel like they're kind of shoving you into a spot? I keep feeling a little claustrophobic when I'm talking to you, Lisa.
Well, I don't know if this is going to answer your question, but I feel like he wants me to do more work, and he wants to take hold of my work and enjoy the benefits of the work that I produce. I volunteer for this project, and he does too, and so does another person. But there's lately, for a while now, it's just been coming on very strong, and I want to get through this. I don't know if you see him leaving or if he's going to stay or...
All right. And what I'm seeing here, Lisa, is I've seen you and him still having some more conflict. It seems like what's kind of happened here for you two is this is causing the problems there that's been there for quite a while. And I also see that this is part of what also has been kind of going on with you two as things were going, is that this doesn't seem to just be the only thing you two are going through. I keep feeling him pushing you in a corner. Like, I apologize. What I was saying is I feel this being claustrophobic, you know, and what I'm getting there, Lisa, is I'm also sensing with you that some other things happening for you, and that's one of those things, is that this job seems to be where you're looking at some other areas. I see you pretty much starting to check out some things that you want to have happen, and that's where the job has been. It seems like, you know, you really want to keep the job, and that's what's keeping you there. And I'm correct in the fact that where you're at, it's hard to get a different job. They keep showing me you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot, Lisa.
Yeah, and I can pretty much come and go as I please because I am volunteering, and I kind of developed it. And he's been on since the beginning, but lately for a while, like a couple of years now, and it's just gotten worse recently where I feel like he's really trying to influence the other person that works with us and against me, and that he wants he enjoys the benefit. I do much more of the work, and normally that's not a big problem for me, but I think he's trying to malign me, and it keeps coming across with free.
Okay, no problem. I understand that, and I thank you. I understand what's doing, Lisa. The phone seems to be cutting out. They just stopped. I think I've got enough on here to go ahead and go. What I'm going to go with is that I feel that you and Alan are going with that. What I'm perceiving, and I'm seeing this happen for you, is I'm seeing that you're going to end up with him pretty much going into the fact of this job and being able to not have it really go there. I see you having some problems later with the job, but it just seems to be that he's going to stay. I see him happen to be moved by someone else in this job. I also see that going there, and I see this being a real situation there. So for the free mini reading, what I would say is I see that Alan's going to be there, and I see you and him still struggling through the next month with this. And you know, I really would encourage you to get a hold of one of us to make sure that you get yourself in and have a look in the next couple months. Get some things done there. Because what I keep seeing happening, Lisa, is I keep seeing that he isn't just pushing you in a corner, as I was saying. I see he's also getting some other things there. He's also causing some other conflict for it. 484, you're on the air. Can you hear me on Psychics Gone Wild? Hello, 484? This is Psychic Jethro on Gone Wild. I am having a little bit of little problems. I apologize about the traffic and the sounds you're hearing. I can barely hear, and I'm not hearing you. So obviously, I'm trying to get a hold of 484. You're live and on the air. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro, and I want to thank everybody that's called in to the 773-897-6461 number. And I'm going to thank you. We're going to turn right around and go ahead and get another caller right in there. So any of you that are listening in, I apologize. We're having technical difficulties. Hello, everybody. I apologize about that sound. We're having a lot of technical difficulties. This is Psychic Stone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I'm going to try and go ahead and talk to you, even though we've got a lot of stress here. What we've got happening on Psychic Stonewall is we're having technical difficulties. That sound you're hearing is going to stop here in a few minutes so I can talk with you. I'm just talking to 520, and obviously I don't know if you're connected or not, but what I'm having go on here is there's a lot of sound and back sounds, and what it's doing is it's doing that to basically stop the program. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn around and go ahead and go into the next person here. I have 484 on the air. And what I'm going to go ahead and do is look into that chat room. Those of you who are in the chat room, please continue to type in. We don't have anybody on today. Kelly or Fonda were not able to do it, so I'm here pretty much flying it on my own. So if you can hear me, I'd like you to go ahead and let me know in the chat room, because Psychic's Gone Wild is pretty much having it on their own. Jeff has been kind of working with things so that he was able to do this in Tampa. As you guys know, we're pretty much down here. I've been here right now. What I'm looking at, what I'm trying to do, is I'm asking any of you guys who are in the chat room to give me a high five sign on there, see, or a smiley face to see what we've got. I apologize with you two that have called in. We're obviously today not going to be able to take calls because of the other sounds and what's going on. So I was going to go ahead and do a class with you. We all know that I'll be doing that in Sedona later in the year. I'm looking at New Orleans, and I want to thank all of you. And obviously, we've got that going on. So this sounds right now is what's going on. I apologize for the technical difficulties, and I will try back in a few minutes. What I'm going to go ahead and do with all of you guys is we're re-coming back in. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. And I'm going to go ahead. I'm having, obviously, like we had yesterday, a lot of technical difficulties. We've got a lot of people calling in. We thank you for calling in live. We're going to go ahead with the callers that we've got. What I'm going to do is I'm re-signing back into my website, and I'm going to do that with one hand because I'm doing it on my own. what I'm going to do is try to get back in there with all of you guys. I've seemed to have gotten a little bit stuck with it, and I'm having a little help here. They're going to refresh my site so we can go back in and try to refresh that from Psyche's Gone Wild. And one of the excellent things that we've got happening is we've been doing some classes, and we're going to do that today. Those of you who've come into Facebook to look, I love the fact that every weekday you can get a hold of Psychic Celeste on Mondays. You can get that free reading if you call in on that number of calling in at the 773-897-6461. On Mondays, you can start your day out with a reading. You can also start your readings out if you go ahead and get hold of us on at that number. I really thank all of you. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, and what I'm going to do now is I'm going to connect back with you, and I'm going to be really careful because we've got a lot of situations that are happening with this that as you go through this, you will see we're having a lot of bit of problems there. I can't connect back with you, Lisa, because of whatever's going on. I apologize. Please stay with us. I'm going to check the phone right now. 352, are you there? Hello? We obviously are having a lot of technical difficulties. You guys are on the air, and I'm not with you. We're on the fact of it. We're going to go right back into it. I want to go ahead and just keep right on going with everybody. We've got some things kind of going on here, and it's like as you look at this, we're kind of in a situation where I'm going to have you call back in. Any of you who do get a chance to call back in, please call back in at 773-897-6461. And I'm going to try one more time to call back in. We've got, I need you guys to go ahead and give me a sign here what we've got, please. And one of the great things that we're having is doing classes on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're really promoting with those of you who call in that if we do have these technical difficulties, to get a hold of us later. And one of the great ways of doing that is through our emails. And we know that we've been really working hard at getting the best for our customers. And one of the things we've been doing is we're on pretty much every day. So if we do have a little bad day, like today you can't really hear or it's causing problems with your connections, know that what we're doing is we're working them out. We've got a really good show lined up for you this May. We have starting out May 1st, we're going to have with Ron and some angel card readings. Ron is an angel reader that was trained by Doreen Virtue. He will start out the Mondays with you. We have Kelly. Kelly right now is in transition. She's usually on with this. We're able to do these things. And what we've got happening on the weekends is what we really appreciate with all of you guys is to please stay followed, tuned, stay with us. This is Psychic Jethro at PsychicJethro@AOL.com. I welcome the readings. We started doing email readings, and we were making response with that. Those of you who do get a hold of it, you know, hold of us, we'll work with you on it. One thing I really encourage you guys is, you know, when you're calling in and you're having, like we had earlier with some of the phones, please let us know in the web room, because right now the website room, I'm not able to get that through there. I'm looking as we're going through, and what I'm going to just do here with the noises and things we've got is I'm going to go ahead and talk with you a little bit about how we can get over that, and maybe I can give you a little bit more of a class, because we were talking about psychic protections, and those are what we need. People are hitting and getting links. We talked about that before. One of the things we got happening is that we were having links with everything before, and it's like, you know, as it starts to go and it starts to happen, you're having those psychic hits and attacks. You want to make sure with your energy that you're raising your energy up and that you're also keeping those lines with those links and things out of you. So if you're doing this and you've been, like, working with me on the psychic classes, you will notice that those psychic classes will show you pretty much what else is happening. And what's happening is that you're pretty much getting the energy and you're working within it within your own realm and your own field. And what's happening with a lot of you is that you're not able to sense if you're getting it. The best way is those mirror exercises we discussed. Those of you who are working with us on the emails, always make sure when you're working within links or energies to always do that second check and make sure with it. Those of you who use stones, I always encourage you to sit down, do a few minutes of grounding meditation, put your energies there, be able to focus on that and see your energies really strengthening up, and make sure that as things are going, as you, you know, you've got yourself in a an energy that's able to do that, and, you know, you're able to make sure that everything else is there. And it's like, you know, I can feel when you're looking at those things that it's like something else is happening for you. It's like the best thing to do is to see if everything's kind of clearing for you and you've got yourself set in that position. If you're doing your meditations and you're feeling that energy, which you guys have wrote to me about with it, you'll also be feeling the pineal gland and some stresses there. You're getting hit in the back of the head. You're getting some psychic attack. Or is this something else going on? Because some of us have been getting a lot of headaches and energies there. And, you know, we're in those times. A lot of headaches in New Mexico and a couple of the other states. We've been really noticing with the energies and the metaphysical power of what's happening is that we're having earth changes. If, you know, notice with other people, are you feeling a real shift? I mean, are you physically feeling like things are happening with it? These are very true and very metaphysical things that we're all dealing with. Some of the classes and what the excellent part of what we've got with some of the schools and how to go with this is to notice with other things happening. I had a very good example of a client in Arizona who was not able to understand with her energies what was happening to her. And all of a sudden, she started getting herself into a transitional state. That's where she was feeling like herself was levitating, feeling herself energies. And everyone was really, you know, going, what is happening? She was telling everyone how she was opening her chakras. Unfortunately, she was dieting and was not doing things with it. You've always got to take health and conscious into effect. One thing, you know, is check with a health specialist when you're doing these things. We always really promote to go with the specialist and look at it. You know, make sure that you're getting yourself in there with the physical of it. We have had some really good successes with other people working with this. And one thing we love on Psychics Gone Wild is we love to help you guys get to this state where you're doing it. Talk to others. And, you know, it's one of the good things that we found out is that you're comfortable with who you're working with, whether it's toning, meditation, strengthening, self. I have a lot of self-taught people who listen in, and we've had some real positive, you know, really good feedback on that. Is, you know, anywhere nowadays you can pretty much get into your spiritual development, no matter who or however you're looking to do it. As things are happening, you'll also notice that the really good part that we have is we're going to be putting out some exercises. One of the really good things that I want to talk with you about is we're going to do a basic meditation today. I want you guys to sit back with me, relax, and let's go through the meditation. What we're doing is we're meditating, we're raising our energies, and what we're doing is a meditation. If those of you is, we're going to discuss it, wrote me, you know, what is these things? Start out. Meditation is a relaxed state of mind. It's putting yourself into a meditating state of mind where you're able to get other things to go. You're able to really strengthen yourself, and you're really looking at trying to raise your energy to where you're able to meditate and feel those energies. So when you're relaxed, sometimes people will be sitting in a couch. They'll be sitting back, you know, right before you do your prayer. That meditative state, when you're in a relaxed state, your mind is open, it's clear, you're feeling good, you're in a positive, comfortable state, and you're sensing, that's meditation. That's also when you're really open to receiving. You look at your, we talk about alphas, we talk about beta, you know, state of mind. When you're really at your open in mind, you're pretty alpha. You're awake, you're coherent, you're on your, you know, well, expression is you're on your game, you're ready, you're pretty much physically alert. That's what we consider that. Beta is that in between, your most psychic state. Your most psychic part is when you first wake up and when you're first going to bed. You're pretty beta. You're pretty much trying to get the things to happen there for you to raise your energy. And you want to be able to do the meditations and the other strengths that you have there. And it's like, you know, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to visualize with you guys and trying to think of what the best way to describe it. So when you're working with a teacher and like this on the phone, in this case, set, relax, feel yourself in a comfortable spot, get comfortable, and let me take you through this. What we're doing is we're comfortable, whether it's a person, some people like to sit cross-legged, you know, Indian style, some people prefer to lay, whatever physically is comfortable. Make sure all of parts of your body are feeling comfortable and you're in a relaxed state, and then start at first with a breathing, do a relaxed breathing exercise. feel yourself breathe in the light and the energy. Feel yourself relax. Feel yourself count. Usually a good count is a good 7. Do a 7 count. Now, obviously, if you have lung things or you have other things, always consult with a physician to do this, but I've had very good success. If you just take it at a natural state, if there's any problem, I've had a lot of smokers who breathe from the top of their lungs. I was a smoker for years. You want to relax and just do maybe, what's comfortable. Feel yourself. Fill your lungs. Fill it. Relax. Hold for a few minutes and then breathe out. Do all the air out and relax. You're going to feel at this point, you're going to start to feel as you're doing this, breathing in, holding, and relaxing. You're going to feel yourself begin to calm, and you're going to also feel yourself do the white energy. You will notice at this point, as you're feeling that energy, your mind is going to want to do things. Clear your mind. Just visualize white energy in. This helps it. Keep yourself focused. Just white. Visualize, some people will say, I see the white around the sun. Some people visualize Christ white energy. They visualize what they see around. They feel a Buddhist in presence. The feeling of white, positive energy, because it has all the colors in it. Feel that come in. Use your nose now. Start to really balance on your breathing. Breathing with your nose. Hold, relax, and then breathe out. Feel yourself become calm. Feel yourself relaxed. And breathe. As you're beginning to really feel the energy, feel yourself strengthen. Feel yourself become entwined with it. And feel yourself really feeling the good positive energy there. Here we go. Psychically, you're also now feeling yourself feel that positive energy. You're feeling yourself feel good. Go back to the white. This is where a lot of people, we don't want to indulge. We just want to feel it. Just relax. Now, feel the good feeling here. This is a very good stress reducer. One thing we love about a meditation is it works so well on reducing those stresses. As you're going through the energies, you're feeling yourself relax, you're feeling the energies there. I want you to feel the energies happen for you. I want you to relax, feel the light come in, relax, feel the white, feel the positive, feel the strengthening. In, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold that energy you've breathed in through your nose. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then feel it go out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now you're really focusing on that white. So while you're focusing on your breathing, you're focusing on the white energy going out of your mouth. Feel that energy coming out of your mouth. Feel that focus there. Feel the breathing coming out of your mouth. As you're relaxed and you're doing that, I want you to just go ahead with me. Relax here. You're going to have some moments of silence. Next week we'll have the music. Right now I want you just to focus on breathing in through your nose. Count to the 7. Hold to the 7. Breathe out of your mouth to the 7. Take this few minutes. We're going to give you a good 5 minutes here, close to 5 minutes of breathing. This exercise, quiet moments here on Psychic's Gone Wild. And Psychic Jethro is going to take a few minutes here, relax with you, and we'll be back in a few minutes here to go ahead with the next exercise. Remember, you're psychically taking in that breathing. You're doing that energy. I want you to do that 5 minutes. Just sit there for 5 minutes for me and psychically breathe in. Hold that energy to the count of 7. With your breathing, breathe with me, breathe, feel that count, in with your nose, 7 energies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hold that white energy you're visualizing coming in through your nose, hold it into your lungs, visualize, keep your lungs, keep focused on your lungs, it'll keep you really focused there. This is a very good stress releaser to start the meditation. You're holding, as you count it to 7, then you breathe it out through your mouth. You feel this going in out of your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One of the excellent things as you're getting into this, feel that light go into your body. Feel that, feel your whole body as you're breathing in the light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Feel it. Feel your feet, your hands, your legs working up through your body, all over your body, that warm, positive, light feeling of the sun energy. Feel in your body. Hold it in there. Relax. Feel that. Hold it. Hold it. And then out through your mouth. You're going to start to feel the negative energy. You'll feel, a lot of people visualize at this point coming out of their mouth the negative stresses, the physical aches and pains. Your body's going to feel different here for these few minutes. If you do feel something, a leg or an ache or a pain, move that part of the muscle, stretch, relax, pop, get there going. I apologize to you callers who are calling in. Obviously today we're having technical difficulties, so we're going to do a psychic meditation on Psychics Gone Wild. Go ahead for the few minutes here, and I'm going to just be quiet and let you guys focus on that, and then we're going to turn around, and we're going to go ahead and go into the next part of the meditation. So take this few minutes to do this breathing light exercise, and Psychics Gone Wild will be back in a few minutes with Psychic Jethro to do the next part of balancing your chakras. Okay? Thank you. Relaxing, feeling the vibration. Feel the very positive vibration. And we're coming into the really good part of going with that. And we should be right now really relaxed and doing that. I'm going to go into the studio right now. And everybody that we're here noticing that, I apologize to you that have called in today. We're doing a psychics meditation, and we're asking and welcoming everyone to follow along with how to align your chakra. As we go into this, go into the studio, and you look at the studio here, you'll see in the radio that we've got quite a few callers today. What we're really trying to do with you, and we're trying to go through, is we're trying to keep everybody going through a real positive experience here. So what you're going to notice, and the best part that you're going to have, is you're going to be feeling that energy. I thank each and every one of you here. We really have been having a technical one. So what we're going to feel as we're going through and we're doing the energy is you're relaxed now. You should be able to feel that. Feel that comfortable state. Feel yourself relaxed. And I know that we've got a lot of you now have been practicing on the breathing exercise. I want you now to focus to your tailbone. That is your first chakra. You're going to consider this energy as a round vortex of energy that is spiraling in a clockwise way is what a chakra is. Looking to your tailbone is your first chakra. It is the color of red. Visualize the color of a red stop sign. Visualize the red. I want you to, now as we're breathing in, start to put that white right into that energy. Put that into that red chakra energy. Feel that chakra. Feel that. A lot of times your legs will feel chubby. You will feel them odd. You will feel sensation there going on. You know, you will feel that happening. And as you're going through that, you will feel that. I want you to relax. And this is where we ground. This is the energy you bring in very positive with it. And feel that energy. I want everyone to focus on that. Focus on a little grounding here. We're going to go ahead and give it a little more try to see what's happening with our technical difficulties and what we've got on the air on Psychic Gone Wild. 352, this is Psychic Jethro. Can you hear me? 352?
Hello.
Hi. We're doing a little bit of a meditation. I apologize to you. I had to test it because we've got the craziest things happening today on Psychic's Gone Wild. Can you hear us today?
Yes, I can hear you real well.
Thank you. I'm really glad. I love all the fact that all of you guys that have called in on the 773-897-6461 to hear. I just wanted to check a little bit there. We will be doing free readings on Monday morning if you guys call in. Psychic Celeste will be there. We've had some technical difficulties on the phone, so we're not really able to take it. If you guys listened in yesterday, I sound like I was blowing bubbles in Florida. So what we're doing today is we're really changing the energy and we're shifting the energy, and we're all balancing our chakras. So I want you to focus on your first chakra. Your life force is in that chakra. Your survival is in that chakra. This is the energy of drums, the visualized drumming circle. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, you set and beat on a drum, you march, you get that bass, you do that, you're feeding that force, you'll feel that energy. When you're out doing a power walk, you know, walking, strengthening, you're raising that energy. So many times we all need that grounding. I want you to visualize now that red chakra. I want you to put that into that energy. I apologize to you guys that we're losing on the phones. I want to thank you, those who are staying on today. What we're looking at and we're positively doing is we're raising that energy. We're putting that energy into that flow. We're raising it. We're putting light. Breathing it in again through the nose. That's exactly what we're describing here is breathing it in. Holding it down there at your tailbone. You're going to feel different. Sometimes it's a feeling of weight. It sometimes feels like you've got a good instance is you put on a belt and it's tight and you're feeling your hips. You're feeling there. Then you know you've done it right. You're feeling that energy go into that, and then you're holding it in the seven count. Hold it in that red. See that chakra move. Move clockwise and out. Now, this is what we're going to end the exercise with today, and we will continue on tomorrow, starting with the second sacral chakra. We'll be talking with your power energy, moving on up the chakras into your body. But we're going to stop with the chakras, and we're going to go into a few minutes here of discussions with some of you on what we've been happening with those of you who are getting psychic, working towards opening and doing your energy. If you're doing this, good example, as I was talking earlier, and you're having a lot of things go on, do that exercise, just what we just did here for a few minutes, and then feel with your red, feel with your root chakra, what are you feeling? 90% of the time, it will stop. If it stops, you are being psychically hit. You've got something, someone, something doing this. It could be a simple thing as you're in the wrong place. It could be a simple thing you're into someone psychically who's upset with you. One of the best examples, and it's a psychic intuition, is someone told me, I keep seeing this face. As we discussed it, the person that was psychically was doing this was, we found out later, their neighbor. The person did not like the fact that the way we're not taking care of their yard. They would sit every day and say and do and send verbal negative thoughts. That's a psychic attack. Good example of doing this, how do we go against it? Those of you who are taking the psychic protections know, raise your energies. Raise your energies up because we're in this constantly doing that. I thank all of you who've called into Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're working on grounding and balancing. Those of you who've been doing this, I thank you. I apologize. Earlier we had a caller call in, Lisa. Lisa, I welcome you to call in again. We know you're on there. I'm not able to pick up the phone. So what we're doing is we're going through this because Psychic Studio has decided to be a little psychotic, and we're just going to laugh it off. Those of you who are calling in know that the studio, sometimes Blog Talk Radio is overjammed. Yesterday I sound like a bubble. Today I'm in a bubble. So what we're doing is we're working on doing the positive energy. I want you guys to do this meditation. And those of you who just tuned in, what we're working on is we're working on a relaxed breathing, positive energy. And I have gotten a little bit more of some things happening. I am by myself, so if there's any typing you want typed in, you'll have to bear with me on the psychic chat room. To get a hold of me is at psychicjethro@aol.com. We do have a few of you guys in the room, and I thank you guys. I'm going to be able to give you the little smiley face. I'll be able to do some of that for you. I do have a little bit of help here. I will give you that. I thank you guys. Tomorrow, if you call in, Psychic Celeste and you will both be on. We'll be able to handle all this. Today, we're just kind of working through some meditations and we're working through the experience. This is Psychic Gone Wild, and we thank you for calling in. One of the extra things we're here for is to help you. The one thing we really want to make sure is that you're getting to those psychics you need. One of the great things to look at is you walk in and you're looking around and you're in our Psychic Gone Wild room. What type of psychic do you want? Do you want someone that's going to sit down and be compassionate, very animal-loving, very soothing, very positive person? Then you might want to talk to Psychic Celeste. She's a very compassionate person, does psychic readings on Monday. Let's say you're ready to have an intense reading, and you're ready to grab on and do a little different type. You're looking at a spiritual reading. You've also had some things happen in your life where you're really looking and searching for that part of you that needs that development. And you get a hold of us on Fun Friday, because Lady Palmer just joined Psychic's Gone Wild, and she's on. She's ready, and she's there to help you. One of the things you're going to love about it is we've got a unique, different type every day. You want to have a reading with someone who's going to have a silly sense of humor, or say things that may bother you, kind of a little bit more of a stronger thing, Psychic Jethro, I'm here for you. Sometimes I make people a little upset, but what I try to do is get right to the heart of the matter. I'm born with this gift, and I do my best for you. Okay, that feels a little different. We've got some new variety. We're bringing in psychics from all over. Those of you who've been listening in, we've been having them. Listen in May. We've got a new following, and we're going to be doing psychic dreams. Those of you who like to do that dream analogy, get in. Let's say we had some issues here, and we had a really good thing that those of you who called in last week. Good example, we were having a little bit of food things, working on cravings, trying to quit that habit that we all know about Jethro used to do, smoking. And get a hold of us on Cinco de Mayo, because we're going to have Sue Berman back. Sue Berman's here, hypnosis therapist, very gifted person, very much working with people. She can get a hold of you on Skype, just like the readers, just like everyone else. She can help you if you get contact with her. You know, there's another one of our people. She's going to be on. We're really looking at that on Cinco de Mayo, the May 5th. Those of you who are in the room, I want to thank you. We've got Tristan on Wednesdays. If you're ready for an angel reading and you don't mind the fact, Tristan's going to hit you from the front. She's a very sharp reader. She's very strong. She don't hold back. If you're really ready to just get in there and you've had a couple readings and you're ready to get intense, Tristan's your one to ask for. She's on Wednesday. She's live and she's here with us every Wednesday. Those of you who really want to do some intensity and look into their life and they're ready to go and see into themselves and look into what they want with their destiny, what's happening, what they're here, and what's going on, look at talking to Casey Kelly with the birth card. She's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and pretty much, you know, throughout different times you can catch her through the shows. So, you know, we've got this here. We're here for you. We're ready, and we're doing it. I thank all of you who are doing this. If you get a hold of me, you will see that the best way to get a hold of me is at my site is www.jethrosmith.net, and that you will see how to get a hold of me. I apologize, we're doing a little bit, as you guys can hear, we got a little bit of sirens and sound. This is a good example of when you're doing your meditation. Those of you who've continued on with the breathing, like breathing, and I feel that with you, bad pun there, breathing, I really applaud you, and I guess if you are breathing, I guess that's okay too, but breathing, what I love to see and really talk about is the meditation. See, I told you I'm a little silly. I, you know, I have a little bit of a fun thing here of trying to handle it. So what we're laughing at and we're getting at is if you've been breathing and you're feeling energy, kind of relaxed here, and I'm going to take a few minutes here to look and energy and see. I've got a little bit of announcements. I'm going to do a little bit of kind of things that we've got again, and just enjoy Psychic's Gone Wild. I want to thank you, Anthony Silva, for coming back on Psychic Chat. I know you're listening. I know you're out there, and I thank you. You probably made my day today when you gave me the compliment of writing back that why I wrote to you and wanted you back was I like your positive. I like the fact that you're there. I want everyone to kind of take a little hand out there, you guys that are on their Psychic Chat and doing our group, to say a little hello to Anthony Silva. He's a very good person. He's doing a lot of positive on there. He's putting a lot of Christianity. And, you know, like he really had a good point about is, you know, everybody has a thing they put on there. And that's what I want you guys to do. We had a very good Native American pictures. I thank you and some of the best American psychics. My hat off to you. Thank you for the new positive input there that we've been getting. You guys can know that you can always get a hold of us, different ones, and add on that Jethro Smith site on Facebook. You can also now get a hold of kcbirthcards@gmail.com and get a hold of Kelly. Kelly is taking a lot of that on. She's doing Psychic's Gone Wild room, and we've opened it to the public. Anyone can get in that room if you want to just sit and chat or talk. I thank all of you, and I welcome all of you. One thing that we've been really kind of going through is we've been going through a real positive input. If you'd like to get the book of Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, and you're looking forward to that, get a hold of me, or even now, you can go on ebay.com and type it in. If you type in Kay and Jethro E. Smith, or you type in Living in the Psychic Realm, it's going to come up. It's the blue book with the beautiful white feather. And one thing you guys have laughed and asked about with me is what's going on with getting it signed? There's how to get one. Right now, you can get a soft cover signed by the author right on there, and it'll be sent to you in the mail. And you can do that for under $20. That's a good deal for those of you who really want to get a signed book. I thank all of you. I'm really impressed with the ones who've been pinning it. I thank you with it. We're going to go back into it a little bit. We had a contest. Those of you who are ready for the contest, get ready, because what we're going to do is we're going to be giving away a half an hour reading by Psychic Jethro and a half an hour email reading by Psychic Celeste. We're giving that away again. We've had some people really looking at it. And how to get that reading is to email at psychicjethro@aol.com. If you can tell me on there what Psychic Celeste's astrology sign is. Those of you who are listening are regular fans. What is her astrology sign? Now, you know, those of you who know the astrology sign, there's 12 of them in the zodiac. Tell me that, and you can win that contest for a half an hour phone reading with Psychic Jethro and an email reading by Psychic Celeste. Now, this is if you've been listening in pretty good and intent. Now, for May, we're getting some really wild contests. I know that some of you guys are really upset with me today because we can't get you on with the free reading. Just call in the week. We're going to be here all week with you. Thank all of you who stayed patient. I can feel you. I know we're there. What I like to do and what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with this a little early for those of you who want to get into those May contests. We're doing the May 5. May 5 come alive. If you want the May 5 contest, if you want to get a birth card reading by Kelly, if you want to get a reading by Tristan, and you're really still greedy and you want to reach in there and grab a hold of Celeste, then you can't handle it and you want to take a drink of Jethro. Get in for those 5. To get in for the Psychic May 5 contest, you guys are lucky you're listening in today early, you've got to give me the 5 answers, which have been giving out through the month of April. Starting with Monday, our first question, and that's for the Psychic 5 question, is what is the nickname of Celeste's vehicle? Those of you who've been listening in know this, and it's a good one. It's a really intense one. Second one is we're looking at what is Casey Kelly a master of? And don't say talker. We all tease her about her talking. What is Casey Kelly a master of? What metaphysical ability, you can say it's skill, what tool is she a master of? There's the second one. Third one, Wednesday. What type of card reader is Tristan? There's your third question. Fourth question. Those of you who've been listening in, what is the answer to this? And I'm giving you guys, I'm checking you. What do we got? Fourth one, right? You got to have 5 of these answers to get in. You got 4 and 5 yet to go. Hang in here. What animal is on Psychic Chat behind Psychic Jethro as he's freaking out with the yellow scuba gear coming out of the water? What animal is behind him? Hint, sea cow will not count, but it is a nickname for it. You have to have the name to be in the game. Number 5, and here's your fifth one to get in on all of this, and you want to grab it. I've had people telling me that they're trying to get us to do, I've got a psychic in my pocket. I've heard of psychics that are doing this. We're looking at that. We may later do that, but I can guarantee you it's going to probably, unfortunately, have to cost quite a bit, because if you wake me up and I have to do this, I'm going to be wild. So we go ahead, we're looking at doing those. But your fifth one, if you've been listening in, those of you are keeping track of this, you know, we're going by the days, actually. Which person came on our show and also helped 3 people, one with their weight problem, one with their smoking problem, and still turned around later and had people still wanting to get a hold of her in Mexico? She's one of our guest stars, the only person living in Mexico. If you can answer those five, you've been watching and listening to Psychics Gone Wild. I guess if you're watching your psychic, so you were going to get it anyway. But if you've been listening and listening to our radio show on Psychics Gone Wild, these five questions should be answered. So hang into that contest in May if you want to play. Those are in that basket. Those are the things we've got. We've had a lot of people wanting that. But if you think about it, you're getting four grabbed readings right there. Four of them, and you never know what else we're going to add. We've got a couple other people that have wanted to get in the contest and are kind of looking, and we can guarantee you in the month of May, if you stay in with us and you get with us, you're going to get variety. Starting out in the month of May and what we've got happening, we've got angel readings by Ron. We've also got, starting out, we've got Psychic Leo back. Those of you who really enjoyed the show, he did so well, he's back. Lady Palmer on Friday. Lady Palmer is also taking and handling with people and has agreed that you, those of you who listen to the show, you can find it on Friday. This Friday, her phone number is on the show. She says it four times. You can get a session with her. One of the really great things that we've got happening for those of you who are listening is we're really going to do back with what we've been having go on. One of those things that's going on is that grab the May 5, Psychic 5. Now, yes, we've got Psychic Celeste back. Yes, we've got the things back. I did do a little bit of work yesterday, and those of you who've asked, we're working on it. You know, you've asked me, and me and Mike K are putting together a room where we're going to have some tapes where you'll be able to get these taped classes on there. Speaking of classes, we'll be doing it, again, as we talked about, in different areas in a country near you. So I say country, but I'm teasing you. In a place we've looked at, we've got set to do this. I want to inquire with anyone that's had classes with me before. Please get on LinkedIn. We're right now taking people that are interested. The best way to get into those classes is to get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com and say I'm interested. We are looking at having Psychic Sandy, and she is going to be working with us on another project. We also have Sandy the Angel Healer, who's looking at coming and doing angel work and healing with us. So you never know who's gone on. What I'd like to see and like to have everyone do for me is let me know what you want. Let me see what you've got. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to go into a little more with you. Those of you who are ready for it, I want to talk to you about we're going to be doing Raising Totems. This is going to be part of what's going to be added to the classes. Those of you who've done work with this, I want you to remember, the rest of you, we're going to start a little bit of energy. Okay? You know, we just learned how today to do some breathing. We're just going to always start your class, always start, you know, your meditational time with that, always start your relaxing time. Pretty much it's where you really start anything with the meditation is start with the breathing. Relax, physical, comfortable place. Like I said, never wear tight clothing. Always be comfortable. You know, find if lane's more comfortable for you. Doing, we're going to do some exercise with the chakras later. We'll have you do different parts of the body, but just start out casual. Be relaxed, letting down. Feel yourself relax. As we're going through this, and those of you who've worked on that red chakra, I know you're ready. I could feel it. What I want you to start doing already is, you know, we're not going to let you relax. You've already felt that. You're really in that light coming in. You're feeling it. I want you, when you're in that state, I want you to see what and you feel. And notice what you're feeling with the animals. Feel and sense with that. And notice there that you've also got yourself pretty much going with the energies of it. You've also got things happening, and you're feeling and sensing that energy. You're really feeling it, and you're really happy. We're going to go ahead and, you know, we're down today. We did an hour show. We're really grateful. We want everybody to call back in. I thank all of you that we got that cleared up. I think the prayers, and I thank you for what we did with the meditations, cleared this out. I don't think we'll be having the weird problems that we had yesterday. I think that, you know, in times when we get into this, I know that we do this once in a while. We get into stressed and odd situations. Psychic's gone wild today. Basically, we're working on balancing our chakras. I want you to think of that white energy we raised today, and we'll do this more often. We'll do some work together, everybody, and clear the area. I'm going to test it now, and I've got one of our friends on the line right now, and I'm going to ask 719, can you hear me, Kelly?
I can. I'm still in Denver, though. I don't have cards. I just tuned in when I could hear. We're still in the middle of moving, but I had a few minutes here. I wanted to dial in and see what was going on.
I'm asking you, we're testing the airways. We've been doing meditation and doing work today. Can you hear me clearly?
A whole lot better. If the phone I was on was clear, it's like, I think it's my phone today, but it's like, yeah, you're coming across a lot better today than that wacko mess that was going on yesterday. Oh, yeah.
We cleared the air. We did a little white raising, and we're going to ask that we do this from now on with our psychics gone wild, and we clear the air, and we've got people that are having fun, and we thank you. We just promoted that we're going to give them the crazy 5 May contest, and there's 5 contests that they can get in on for that. And one of the things is getting a contest with you. Let's give them a clue here, and I'm going to ask you, if you've been listening to the show, I need to give them one of the clues. Kelly, what are you a master of in metaphysical? What are you known of, and what do you have your paper that you are a master of?
That would be, I am a Reiki master teacher.
Very good. There's one of your 5 questions, you guys. All you got to do is listen in and get the rest of the 4 today, and you can win that contest of the Power 5. I thank you, Kelly. I know that we're having a little bit of static on there, and it's just the phone. We're going to go ahead and end the show today because we've got this. I want to thank everybody who's called in. We're going to go. We've got a few minutes left, and what we're doing is I'm giving you the phone number. It's 773-897-6461. That's the phone number to call in on. And starting with us tomorrow, Monday, our fun day, Celeste is back, and she's feeling better. She said, look out, you guys. She's ready to get them again. And the good thing is she did fall. I want to thank all you for your prayers. She's feeling a lot better. She's got herself back going. And we're going to have her do the psychic contest. And those of you who've seen that and know, she's going to have to name it off in 21 words, or she has to give one of you guys a free reading. Each and every one of you that's in the room gets that reading. We haven't done that since living in the psychic realm. And so far, Psychic Jethro, Psychic Celeste, and back then Sandra Green all passed that test. Those of you who want to see and get that free reading, get in that psychic room. Get on that psychic chat. Get your little self in there. Write down, put a smiley face, put a hi, put anything, and you'll be included. But if you get in the psychic chat room, you'll be one of those people we'll send you to do it. You want to do that psychic challenge. You want to see if she can do that in how many minutes and get it done. So you've got to tune in tomorrow. You've got to be ready. Then we're going to probably end up doing what we always do. We're going to do a little longer readings. And to make up for those of you who've done that, we're going to have a 90-minute show Monday morning for you guys. So, you know, you're still going to get your readings. I apologize to you, Lisa, earlier. The phone did not want you to come in. I'm really going to keep my prayers out for you. But I know that with you and the timing, you'll call and you'll get to the reader you need to be. I love you guys. I thank you. The mini readings will keep continuing, and so will the contest. Get ready for May, because we all are. We're all excited. And, you know, with having Sue Berman on and all the ones that we're going to have on, with Psychic Leo, Lady Palmer, Casey Kelly, also with the cards and birth cards, then we've got other friends in there. You never know who else is coming on. We're looking. We're putting out extra work. We're going at it daily. You can guarantee you're going to have fun, or you're going to have got your socks on right. So you guys keep calling in. You keep doing it. And thank you, guys. Bless you. And talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
You're welcome.